Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Senate pushes back on House property tax relief plan. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Wyoming Senate wasted no time rejecting the House's version of a major property tax relief bill on Thursday, sending it to a joint conference committee for further negotiations. Cowboy State Daily reported the House had passed Senate File 69 the night before after 5 hours of debate and 21 amendments. The bill includes a 50% property tax cut on home values up to $1 million for 2 years. But the House also added $225 million backfill for local government, something the Senate version didn't include. Senators expressed confusion over the many changes and voiced concerns about long-term sustainability. Senate President Beau Biteman called the backfill an unsustainable entitlement, while Vice President Tim Salazar pushed for negotiations with the House, saying we can do better. With a projected $200 million price tag in its first year, lawmakers must now find a compromise that balances tax relief with fiscal responsibility. The conference committee is expected to begin work next week. Wyoming businessman bids $47.45 billion to buy TikTok. A Wyoming businessman is making headlines with a bold move to bring TikTok to the Cowboy State. Casper native Reed Rasner has placed a $47.45 billion bid to buy the social media giant and relocate its headquarters to Wyoming. According to Cowboy State Daily, Rasner says his plan would create thousands of high-paying jobs while cutting all ties between TikTok and its Chinese owner, ByteDance. He claims the team is working around the clock to secure the platform and protect U.S. national security. With 170 million American users, TikTok remains a major cultural force. Rasner joins a list of bidders, including Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary and Oracle's Larry Ellison, but he remains confident.
Well, I'm an entrepreneur. I built and sold businesses right here in Wyoming. I have a tech startup that I'm working on right now. We can pull this off. In fact, I would say I'm the only person who can pull this off with the algorithm and owning TikTok. Sure. And if it was easy, everyone in the world would do it. Obviously, it's not easy. Otherwise, it would be done. And we're going to bring TikTok home. We're confident. Our team is confident. And Wyoming is excited.
Right. Time is running out as the 75-day deadline set by President Trump's executive order is fast approaching. If successful, Rasner believes his acquisition could be a game changer for Wyoming's economy. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.